I'm Daphne.
And I'm Jawad.
Have people's responses to your reactions to you before and after the election changed?
Not really. And so I haven't experienced any change difference in Seattle area. So there were a couple of unfortunate events that happened to different mosques in the area. So,
right.
But there was a lot of community that rallied around it as well. And so I wasn't really worried. So it's unfortunate, but I understand those are very few people that do that kind of stuff. And so,
but you haven't experienced it, which is great.
I haven't experienced. So actually I have more positive experiences than negative ones. And so there's I can't really say that I have no negative experiences. For me personally, there hasn't been anything that I would say has been negative, but for my wife, because she wears a hijab, so it's a little more prominent for her.
Sure.
And so I've seen there's been a couple of instances, not that many, that have not been in the Seattle area, more outside of the Seattle area that we were traveling to or visiting that happened, but they're very, very mild. It was mostly people would stare at them or hurl a couple of insults. But
do you have children?
I have a daughter that's 18 months.
Oh. So what, how do you anticipate, I assume you want her to grow up with a Muslim identity.
Mm-hmm.
How do you anticipate doing that and being in the middle of American culture?
So I have personally, because I was born and raised in California and I have friends and family over there. So as long as you're tied to the mosque and you I go, try to go regularly. So at least once or twice a week, more frequently if possible. But they're most of masjids or mosques in this area have a bunch of different programs that they try to do to support the families. And so the masjid or mosque closest to me, which has a program called Mommy and Me. So basically they encourage women to come in with their children and they have story times and play times and stuff like that. And they have small playground in the backyard. And so a lot of the mosques over here in this area do support that. And so they try to encourage families to come in. The biggest one, MAPS in Redmond, has a basketball court and library and a cafe and stuff like that in there as well. So they try to, the masjid itself was always designed to be more of a community center than just a place of worship.
Sure.
And they try to reflect that over here as well.
And are the, are the mosques pretty multi-ethnic? Is it a Sunni mosque?
It's a Sunni mosque,
okay.
Yes.
Multi-ethnic? Or
multi-ethnic, yeah. So Sunni Muslims are about 80 to 90% of the total population in the world, so they're pretty broad-based.
Mm-hmm.
There is some division I've noticed, but most of the mosques are multi-ethnic, but there's the board of directors might be different for different mosques. So there's one that has mostly Indian or Pakistani Muslims as the board of directors, and then there's one that has mostly Egyptian or Middle Eastern. But I've never had a concern hey, this is not a mosque I'm going to go to. Whichever is the most close and most convenient is the one I go to.
So what's the prevailing board membership at your mosque?
So the mosque I'm in, which is up in Bothell, is much smaller and the community is smaller over there. So it's more multi-ethnic.
Oh.
The ones where you have more more population of Muslims, so Redmond and the Bellevue area, there's more Muslims over there. So that's where it's kind of split up a little bit more.
Interesting.
But for, I believe, I haven't met all the board of directors of my mosque, but I believe there's one or two Egyptians in there, there's an Indian, I think our imam himself is from Egypt. So, and then I think the secondary imam is some Somalian, so.
And are there ethnic aspects of Islam that are different between the countries that come into the programming in any way?
So definitely there is. I'm being from the subcontinent. There's a lot of influences that in, especially religions or events marriages and stuff like that have a lot of, they have more in common with Hindu traditions than they have with Muslim traditions. And there's also Sufism is a branch of Islam that is more focused in the subcontinent.
Oh, interesting.
And so then there's subsect of Sunniism as well that are more predominant in different areas so there's the subcontinent itself has the Hanafi sect. So these are different, very famous scholars that did a lot of study into Islam and they had their own interpretations. And so
And okay. And we're being cut off, apparently. All right, I remember seeing that. Well, thank you.
Great.
It's been great.
You.